I want to welcome you all back to another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm Jason Beck, your host. And on, for me, it would be tonight's show, early morning show, or morning show, wherever you're at. I just wanted to come by and share my thoughts on, I haven't spoken a lot about a lot of the things that are going on. And last time we spoke about the big tech censorship. So let's go ahead and pray. We'll do that too. But let me just share a quick little verse for you. For you all, hold on. This is out of Isaiah 59, chapter 59, verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Well, I want you to kind of think about that verse, and think about our nation, think about our world, and all the sin that is entrenched in our world, you know, from abortion to killing babies to people lying to people, from cheating and stealing, you know, from fraud to all sorts of stuff. You know, bottom line, we're all sinners. But you know, the difference between someone that repents and someone that doesn't repent, someone that chooses not to repent chooses to still live in this world and live in their sin, versus someone that decides to repent and ask forgiveness. Repentance means you turn away, you change your mind. I don't want to do that life anymore. I don't want to be involved in that sin anymore. I want to choose to make a better path, a better option. You know, that's what, you know, true repentance means also too. And let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, for a lot of us, it's been a very stressful time, stressful 2020. But most importantly, I just want to say that you are the God of the universe, creator. You're just, you're righteous, loving, vengeful, wrathful, slow to anger. And you are a mighty God. And I want to pray for everyone and lift them up to you. I want to pray for strength, you know, wrap your arms around everyone, you know, wipe their tears away. And Father God, I'm asking for a miracle right now. You know, the courts have not wanted to listen to any of the evidence. I've seen all the evidence. There is fraud. It was stolen. The election was stolen away from President Trump. President Trump won, and it was stolen. That's cheating. That's lying. Please expose it. Please bring it to the light. I know you're going to do it in your perfect timing, but the 20th is coming up, and you know, I'm asking for big miracles to expose to the light by Tuesday or Wednesday. By tomorrow, before the 20th, whenever the 20th is. My dates are a little off. I don't really know. So that would be today. Today's the day. Lord, I'm asking for a miracle. I'm asking for a Hail Mary. A Hail Mary. You know, either today or right or before the inauguration. Hail Mary, let's bring this all to the light. Don't let our president give up without a fight. We got his back. And we need to expose sin where sin is and bring it to the light. I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And for many of you, if this was your first time, this is a Christian and conservative podcast. I am a Trump supporter, but most importantly, I don't put my faith in man. I put my faith in Jesus Christ, and that's how it should be. All our faith should be in God, not man. President Trump is not my savior. He didn't die on the cross 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago. You know, last episode we talked about big tech censorship. You know, it's getting real, folks. It's getting grindy. You know, a lot of this stuff, you know, if you read the book of Revelation, a lot of the stuff that's happening is going to happen. You're not going to be able to run away from it. It stands strong in the Word of God. Stand strong in your faith in Jesus Christ. That's where it is. And put on the full armor of God. So I want to talk about the inauguration. I want to also talk about, you know, some of the evidence I've seen, some of the things I've seen. I saw the affidavit that got leaked. I think they did that. I think Trump's lawyers and team and maybe Nations in Action did that on purpose so people can see it for themselves and start to see it. It's almost like when you think about it, it's like a movie. You know, you would picture like in a this like in a movie where, you know, where you have other countries that interfere with elections, and then you got people entrenched in the, you know, United States of America that are involved and stuff like that. It's almost like that, you know. And all I can say is just pray, sit back and see what God does. You know, and I don't think. Another thing I want to think, I don't think the prophets should apologize. A lot of prophets apologized and said that they heard from God that Trump was going to get a second term. Well, Trump already won. So in God's eyes, Trump already won. We just need to get him into office. You know, Trump is going to get a second term. You know, I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know if it's going to be this year. It's going to be in 2024. But I know in my heart that Trump is going to get a second term. And I know that everything's going to be brought to the light. I don't see Biden. I don't see Harris finishing out their term. I'm not a prophet. I'm going to point that out right there. I'm not a prophet. But I believe in God that he is going to bring all this to the light. And when he does, they're going to have to remove them from office because they are illegitimate. Illegitimate. Meaning if there was cheating to put them in and Trump is the one that actually won, the right thing is to remove them out of office and put Trump back into office. So, you know, in one of God's commandments, in the Ten Commandments, is thou shall not lie. Thou shall not lie. You know, he also commanded us to love one another and to forgive one another. You know, I see how quick people are to not love others, to not forgive others. And that's what Jesus asked us to do, he asked us to love others, love your neighbor, but also love your enemy. Pray for others. Go visit, you know, visit the needy, help the needy, give to the needy, visit those that are in prison. Pray for the sick, heal the sick, pray for the sick. I still believe if you have enough faith, a strong faith, and actually do truly believe that you can pray for someone and they can be healed. Why can't we do it? They did it back in the days of Jesus, and even after his crucifixion, after he rose and went to heaven. Apostles did it. Many others have done it. It happens, but you got to have faith. You got to have faith in the glory of God with you. So about the inauguration, I know a lot of you are disappointed. If you're conservatives and you voted for President Trump, you're very disappointed. You're very disappointed that the Senate, the judges, the courtrooms did not want to hear the evidence at all. At all. They're not even wanting to hear our voice. And my opinion on it is I believe that they are actually in on the presidential coup, in the fraud, in the cheating, in the lying. So I pray that, you know, whoever knows everybody that's involved, I pray that, you know, they can get protection for themselves and their family and come clean and share it with the whole world who was involved. And then I say, go arrest everybody that was involved. If that means arresting, you know, 100,000 or a couple 100,000 people in the U.S., do it. If that means arresting, having to go to a different country, arresting people, do it. Do it. Because people have to be held accountable. They do have the same rights that we have when it comes to Jesus. They have the same rights of forgiveness. They can ask for forgiveness. They can turn their lives around. You know, even I know a lot of people that have gone to prison. They've turned their lives around. They've become Christians. And you know what? A lot of them, they're going to go to heaven. They'll get to be in heaven. Yes, that means even the murderers, the rapists, any sinners. A sin is a sin. Oh, you know, we just really need to pray and humble ourselves to God and pray. We got one more day, maybe a day and a half, you know, before Biden gets inaugurated. A lot can happen between now and then. God, and you know, I know one thing that God does. He works in his timing. There have been a lot of times where, like, I had to have bills paid and stuff, and I still got bills paid that I need to get paid that I haven't gotten paid yet. You know, but I've noticed, like, the rent. The rent is important. Like, when it comes to, like, rent and electricity, I'm like, Lord, I got to pay the rent. I got to pay the rent. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm trying, you know, but it's just so slow. And you know, it's like I get the perfect amount of deliveries, or, you know, I get an extra check that comes in around the same time that the electric bill is due. That's God working in his time. Not our time, but his timing. That's what it's about. Trust in him. It'll be okay. But I would like to talk about just a recap of some of the stuff that's went on this past week, and want to talk a little bit more about the, you know, not so much of the inauguration, but just kind of a recap of what's happened this week in the news, and that'll actually be, we'll take a minute, and it'll be after this. Don't be a family without electricity. You heard me. Don't be a family without electricity. And you're probably wondering, well, what happens when an EMP strike happens? Knocks out your computer systems, knocks out your car, your electrical systems. So you wake up one morning, and guess what? No electricity due to an EMP strike. What if I told you that there is a solution? EMP Shield is also contracted with the government as well, too. It also covers all three phases of EMPs. Also covers solar flares and, you know, lightning protection, surge protection stuff. Use coupon code JEB. That's coupon code JEB. Get $50 off. Even if you get multiple devices, get $50 off of both. And you can now have the peace of mind of knowing that you and your family are protected. And that's coupon code JEB. Or you can go to empshield.com/JEB. I will go ahead and put the link in the description box for you. And thank you. Well, we're back. Hope you enjoyed the short little break there and short little message. You know, just wanted to encourage everyone. EMP Shield, great product. So glad they came to the market. You know, we all finally have a solution, you know, to protect ourselves against possible EMP. You know, have a running car, have running electricity if you need it. I think for me, it's not just a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. When will we need it? So, taking a recap, a little bit of a recap of the since my last show, you know, they've had the Capitol riots. That was crazy. And, you know, another thing, President Trump gets impeached again, a second time. There's no evidence. He didn't, you know, I watched his speech. He didn't say anything about let's go storm the Capitol and cause violence and stuff. No. President Trump has always been against violence of any kind since he's been our president. This has been like a witch hunt ever since he has taken office. They have just wanted to constantly remove him. They should have removed Pelosi, you know, and McConnell. Get rid of both of them. You know, clean house. So I'm praying that God will put on President Trump's heart, sign the Insurrection Act, declare martial law, military tribunals, flush out the enemy, flush out everyone that's involved. Anyone that is wants to come forward and needs protection, I pray, Lord, that you give them protection. That's what I pray. That's what I'm praying. I pray that, you know, that, Lord, that you put that on Donald Trump's heart. Because, honestly, I think that is probably the best way, the only way right now that we're going to clean house. Because I tell you what, when you look at there's fraud in every election. No doubt about that. At some level. But if we don't get it cleaned up now, guess what? They ain't going to be no tomorrow. And that's going to be the next 4 years. They're going to constantly keep doing this. And keep cheating. And keep censoring Republicans and Christians and conservatives. We combined together all have a voice. And we stand together peacefully. Not violently. I do not promote violence myself. I promote peacefully assemble and take a stand. Now, am I saying that if they act like bullies and start, you know, beating us up or, you know, start a war or something that we're supposed to stand there and just, you know, take it? No, I mean, it's like karate is self-defense. I mean, if you have to defend your family and your friends from rioters, from burning your house down, that, you know, okay, that's different. But what I am stating is don't go out there like the rioters starting problems and burning buildings and starting violence and stuff. That's not the answer. That's not the answer at all. So, definitely some food for thought to think about everything that's going on right now, you know, with the second impeachment and, you know, Trump's last day in office on the today, Tuesday. But I just can't shake this, and Trump is going to get a second term. But I don't think he's done, God's not done yet with him. And I think God was using this period to, is he's trying to humble Trump. So go ahead and share, like, and subscribe and follow. And thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. Thank you.